the Goldenrod Showboat, what was it like during its heyday?
During the heyday, that would be, you know, it really started in 1909. It didn't really end until, and truly 1989 is when that period ended. But back in the heyday, you got to remember that there wasn't the technology we had today. It was an escape for people going through the Depression, the wars. I mean, it was an atmosphere that, you know, was so light and entertaining and an escape from the hard times out in the real world.
So there were shows, like vaudeville shows, put on.
Right. Yeah, you had the vaudeville shows, the melodramas, stuff like that, just the cheesy programs to really get people to lighten up and laugh and have a good time.
And was there gambling taking place?
Not promoted or really anything like that, but you know, you had your card games and stuff like that on the side, I'm sure.
You mentioned it was still in action really as late as the 1980s, correct?
Right. That's when it – 1989 is when it shut down in St. Louis. And then it had another good run of about 10 years in St. Charles after that. But really it's, you know, the music, the shows, all the great performances were, you know, pre-1989.
So how did it wind up in its current location? And it's located near Campsville on the Illinois River, which is in kind of western Illinois, a little bit southwest Illinois. How did it wind up there?
So what happened was it went to St. Charles and opened in 91, 92, right around there. Did its tenure there after, I think it was 2000, 2001 is when they came in and said, you know, you need to do something with the hole. They had estimates on that, and it was way too much money to do anything with. So at that point, they said, well, we're going to auction it off. Well, they sold it for a dollar, you know, is what it went for, to this guy by the name of John Schwartz. He moved it to Campsville thinking, you know, we'll put it up here for a short time with a cheaper mooring fee, stuff like that, and it just ended up staying there.
And the plan was, I guess, at one point maybe to repair it and open it as something at that
right.
point.
Right, yeah. He had plans going of reopening it as a music venue, you know, place for weddings, gatherings, business meetings, stuff like that, along with eatery. He had it for just a short time. The nonprofit was made shortly after he moved it to Campsville, and they took over from there. I joined back in 2010, in November of 2010, and became a caretaker, you know, at that point. And just until recently, we, you know, had ownership of it all the way up to here.
And what happened with the ownership recently?
Well, in 2013, it moved hands to the dock owners because of unpaid mooring fees. You know, Schwartz had the nonprofit made. No money was left for anything to do. And at that time, they were not really getting things done like they should have been. They weren't really proactive. I didn't get on the board of the nonprofit until 2015, I think it was, when we did not have ownership. And we raised quite a bit of money quickly, you know, got it back. And things were looking really good until – You know, it just started falling apart once again.
You've been involved with this going back to about 2010, and
right.
So, and I'm guessing you're in your 20s now, so you might have been in your teens when you got
involved. Right. Yeah, I started when I was 19 years old.
How did you get interested in this?
Well, all through high school, I worked, you know, other jobs, stuff like that, and one of the things I was always interested in was history. You know, how things were made, what caused what. So in my senior year of high school, I worked for an audiovisual department at the school district. So we were into making videos, stuff like that. So me and my buddy Tyler said, let's go out. We'll make a video of this place, give it to the people that are working with it, and, you know, donate a video for fundraising. Well, that turned into a lot more.
We're talking with Jacob Medford, and we've been talking about the Goldenrod Showboat. It's currently on the Illinois River near Campsville, and it's pretty much in a state of disrepair at this point. What is it like inside?
Right now, it's pretty well tore apart. Go back 2 years ago, and my statement to people coming inside for the first time or really seeing it for the first time was, just wait till you get inside. It was a completely different atmosphere, completely different place. Because at that time, you know, a couple of years ago, we had, you know, the outside was looking rough, but the inside was completely intact and looked great. So right now we've removed the interior, so it's just a shell of its former self.
Now you have done more of a, I guess I would want to call it a recovery mission. At one point you had hopes of repairing this and making it more of a something that could be, you know, going opened again in some way, but now you're pretty much don't feel that's going to happen.
Right. There for a while, back in 2000, or about a year ago in March, we did like a celebration of life for the showboat, kind of going over its history, stuff like that, because at that time, you know, we were going to lose ownership and, you know, stuff like that and give it back to the Pool 24 because, you know, there was at that point nothing really we could do with it. And, you know, they wanted it out of there. So we removed everything for a riverboat museum that we're planning and working on right now. So, I mean, you know, the plans to restore it were in and out. You know, we worked on it and really couldn't get any traction with it.
But you've taken some of the artifacts at least out of the boat. Those are being saved?
Yeah, everything that was inside the boat have been saved and preserved.
We'll talk more about the Goldenrod in just a moment, but you mentioned the Riverboat Museum effort. You're hoping to still have that happen. First, let's talk about why you feel that's an important mission.
Well, we are in a culture today that throws away just about everything we get our hands on. If it doesn't work, we throw it away. A lot of people don't even know what a showboat is, was, anything like that, except for, you know, you go to Branson or Disney, something like that, they'll have something, you know, similar. But going back to earlier times, to understand what it was like in the 1800s, 1900s, stuff like that, you've got to not only look at the history but experience the history. And creating an experience with the showboat inside a museum can really bring that learning to real life. Because it's one thing to read a book, but to go into a museum and say, hey, you know, this is what it looked like, this is what it felt like, the atmosphere was like this, and kind of show, you know, what a melodrama was. Because right now you say that word and you get some people confused, some people, you know, kind of relate to, you know, like a Bugs Bunny type thing or something like that. But, you know, it's a lost era.
Have you received other interest from other people, maybe people who have artifacts they'd like to donate to a museum that are just waiting for something like that to open?
Well, I've talked to some previous owners of the Goldenrod. They have actually, you know, one is Don Franz, and he was big in ragtime. So, like, the ragtime with the Goldenrod goes really well together. So you have the ragtime, jazz, and blues, you know, that tie in with the Goldenrod, because that was a venue for it, and it was a very big one at that. So it all fits together. So we're looking at piecing something with ragtime and jazz and doing like an all-in-one experience.
I've read some people even claim that the Goldenrod is haunted, and you guys have held some events there to try to raise some money as well.
Yeah, we did past 3 years or 4 years, I think it's been. We've done, you know, a lot of people to come on for paranormal investigations. To see what, you know, they think they can find and stuff like that. And it's been, you know, interesting, you know, hearing different stories, you know, comparing notes with, you know, what people say versus other people. But, yeah, that story goes back many, many years.
If any place would be haunted, it'd be something like that where people spend a lot of time and had a lot of fun.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's a lot of energy left on that vessel. And I say that because, I mean, you can go on and you can still feel the energy that was there, the excitement, the fun, all of that.
How hard is it to make this determination to, I don't want to say walk away from it, but you're almost having to do that, especially since you've spent so much time involved with it?
You know, the decision itself is very hard. And, you know, getting people to understand that, that are, you know, they've been with our nonprofit for a year or two, or, you know, kind of outsiders looking in, you know, it's hard to get across the point of not only I, but the whole team, the nonprofit has done and tried every avenue we can. And, you know, it's like, you know, kicking someone while they're down. We can't motivate people to the point where they can get behind this project because, you know, down in St. Louis right now, we have the Arch Grounds getting redone, Union Station's going to be redone, and that's all new stuff. You know, we're not preserving much history with it. Not saying they're not, but to the point of doing something this drastic. So, I mean, the decision to walk away, you know, in terms is extremely hard because it's 7 years of my life that I've worked to preserve, you know, the showboat. You know, but at the same point, you have to draw the line and say, okay, yeah, you know, let's put this thing to rest and we'll preserve what we can.
So what happens next for the Goldenrod? What is left of it? Do you know at this point?
I have not been over there in a few weeks, to be honest with you. But I do keep in contact with Pool 24, the people that own it now. And they're just basically waiting to see what they can do with it, take it apart, and then scrap the hull, something like that. But ultimately, that's what's going to end up happening to it.
So there may be people listening who really want to get involved in this. They're interested in the history of riverboats in Illinois and in Missouri and really throughout the country. They can get in touch with you, and if they did, what basically would they be involved with?
Well, here's the thing. I've seen this project turn overnight. Like I said, you know, last year we were celebrating end of life, and we just now, you know, are saying, well, we're probably going to have to end this. So the project can change. You know, if someone comes in with, you know, that wants to invest in the project, I mean, it can change. But as of right now, if someone wants to join our efforts, it's going to be the preservation of history. And it's not just riverboat history. It's not just Goldenrod. We're talking about an era of time. So we're talking about the music, the musical theater parts, all of that. I mean, that it's an atmosphere that we're preserving all at once.